The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Believe in Monster Trucks with Monster Jam Lord, and I am your host, Monster Jam Lord. And today, I'm going to be recapping for you the past one show. Yes, that's right. We had one full capacity show, first one back in the stadium since El Paso 2020, March 7th and 8th, 2020. We had a full capacity Monster Jam show in East Rutherford, New Jersey, you know, the New York show that we get every year, and it was insane. Very great action, very unlucky, unfortunate circumstances I'm going to be recapping, but of course I'm going to be giving you guys the results. I'm going to be giving you guys my thoughts and everything on this past weekend. Let's go in order. So I flew in to the Newark airport. I landed around 6 a.m. Saturday, which is the day of the show. So, you know, I do all my errands, need to run, you know, go back to my hotel and all that. And then I get to the show around 5, because at this point, the pit party, which I had purchased my ticket for, was canceled due to thunderstorms. So I just, you know, okay, well, no point showing up any earlier. So I just show up when the gates open at 5. And I'm sitting there waiting, and, you know, it's not raining at all. It's just a little cloudy, a little stormy, and all that. And I keep checking the weather periodically because, you know, we've had quite a few weather scares this year, haven't we, with Monster Jam? So I wasn't looking too forward to this. And the time was exactly 6:46, I remember. 6:46 p.m., 14 minutes before showtime. The giant buzzer alarms go off or whatever, and it's the stadium voice going, "Oh, attention everybody, go under the seating for safety, because you might get struck by lightning, because doesn't that happen every single time you go to a stadium?" Yes, it does. Yeah, every single time I go to a stadium when it's clear, sunny, 95 degrees, I get struck by lightning. So, yeah, so everyone was moved under the concourse, and just sitting there doing absolutely nothing. For the first full capacity show back, by the way, which, isn't that just great? And everyone was waiting there for about an hour and a half until 8:30, well, actually an hour and 45 minutes, until they finally decided to cancel the show for the rest of the night and take everyone to Monster Jam tomorrow, where the next show would be at 3 p.m. on Sunday. And obviously, my flight would have been back out Sunday morning extremely early, so I had to extend my stay, rebook my plane ticket. Not very fun. But that was probably the absolute worst thing that's ever happened to Monster Jam in the history of the company, where they literally have 40,000 fans. First full capacity show back, by the way. They have four, and forget that. Just think it's like a normal show. It's a normal once-a-year show, 40,000 fans waiting there, and 14 minutes before it starts, you have to cancel it due to rain. And I know it's not Monster Jam, and I'm pretty sure it's not even the venue. I think it's like a federal law, or if there's lightning within like 15 miles of a stadium, that you have to shut it down. Complete baloney, dude. Like, who cares? When was the last time any stadium got struck by lightning? You know? Like, let alone when no one's in it, but when people are in it. Like, get out of here. But it kind of worked out better in the end anyways, because it would have been a muddy mess show on Saturday if they would have done it on Saturday. And they fixed the track for Sunday, less muddy. Just pretty much like East Rutherford 2017, where it rained earlier that day. So the track was like dark and kind of chunky, but it wasn't muddy at all. It's a little slick. So it worked out a little cooler, I would say. I mean, tell that to my bank account, having to rebook my plane ticket and my Airbnb, but whatever. But hey, that's it for that. We're going to start recapping the show from Sunday, which was quite a show a lot of interesting stuff happened at the show. Let's kick it off with racing. So a lot of the round one races in racing were heavy hitter versus heavy hitter. Ryan versus Todd in the first round. Tom versus Adam. So a lot of good guys were getting eliminated right away. And down to our final four in racing, we had Lindsey Reed in Dalmatian, her first semifinal appearance of the year. We had Bakugan Dragonoid, Ryan Anderson. We had Buddy Tompkins, Raising Kane. And Caleb Blood, Soldier Fortune. So we got two people who haven't competed in a stadium. Caleb Blood, it's been like 4 or 5 years. And Buddy Tompkins, it's been January last year in the semifinals. Then you got Ryan Anderson. It's like, oh, yeah, this is going to be a clean sweep. And then you got Lindsey Reed, you know? So it's like, oh, yeah, Ryan's going to dominate this. It's not even going to be close. Ryan messes up in the last turn against Caleb Blood, leading Caleb Blood to make it to the final round of racing. And Buddy Tompkins eliminates Lindsey Reed with ease. And your finals in racing in East Rutherford, New Jersey, first show back in 2 years for East Rutherford. You know, this is the show that always has the most stacked lineup of the year besides the World Finals. This is the show that always has the most action. Your finals in racing is Caleb Blood, Soldier Fortune, who hasn't driven in a stadium in 5 years, and Buddy Tompkins, Raising Kane. That was so cool to see. That was awesome. Just to see, you know, a wild card at Monster Jam. Because this season, as great as it's been, it has definitely lacked on the wild card factor. There's not been many surprises at all when it comes to any competition wins. I mean, I'd say like the closest thing I've seen all year to a surprise competition win would be like Corey Rummel winning a skills competition, and that's not like even surprising. You know, he's good at that. So there hasn't been many wild card surprises that are coming off the top of my head right now of just really, well, besides Jim Kohler Avenger winning racing in St. Louis. That was by far the most crazy thing ever. But so our final round, Buddy Tompkins versus Caleb Blood. Was Caleb Blood going to do it after eliminating Tom Mentz and Ryan Anderson previously? Will she eliminate Buddy Tompkins? And yes, she does. Buddy spins out in the final turn. And your winner of racing was Caleb Blood and Soldier Fortune. Her first show back, period, since the pandemic. But also her first stadium show back in 5 years. And she's only done one before that. So that was incredible. That was insane. I was so pumped for either of them winning racing. It would have been great. But Caleb Blood taking it was that much cooler. So insane. So stoked for her. I mean, she must be on cloud nine right now. She's got a couple more stadium appearances scheduled too. So I'm excited to see if that was just a one-off or if she's going to keep it up. Because telling by the rest of her performances this weekend, I think she's going to keep it up. But moving on to the skills competition, it was a complete blowout from Ryan Anderson, Bakugan Dragonoid. Nobody did anything really in the skills competition. I mean, Tristan England had a nice moonwalk. Bryce Kenny had a nice moonwalk. You know, same stuff we're used to seeing. Tom Mentz did a maximum moonwalk. You know, some bicycles from people, but nothing impressive. Ryan Anderson comes out, hits the side of the racing lane, bicycles it halfway across the entire field. And then he unsuccessfully executes a sidewall donut, flipping the truck on the roof. And it was still by far the best skills run of the night. Wasn't even close by anyone. No one tried anything really different or new this show. So Ryan Anderson won your skills competition. So at this point, I was thinking, oh, it looks like Ryan's going to be getting that overall event championship tonight. You know, I mean, he's got, what, third or fourth in racing, and he's got the skills win. I think he's going to get his last overall event championship in Dragonoid in his last show, just like his brother Adam did. But no, we're going to be getting to that, everyone. So Freestyle comes out. Starts off with Brian Wright and Hooked, the return of Brian Wright and Hooked, and his teammate, Stone Crusher Charlie Pawkin, which I have not mentioned Charlie Pawkin yet, which that is some big news. Charlie Pawkin returning to a stadium, first time since 2020. But the reason why there's nothing to talk about is because there's nothing to talk about. Charlie Pawkin did nothing up until Freestyle. Just the truck was having issues. They were in racing. He couldn't make it back in racing for the semifinals. That's why Lindsey Reed came back. So he was his truck died. Same with skills. He couldn't even do a skills run because his truck died. So that was unfortunate. But moving on to Freestyle, Hook came out first, had some nice hits before his truck died. Second came out Caleb Blood, Soldier Fortune, with one of the most action-packed runs in a short amount of time. That's what I like about putting arena drivers on stadiums. Like, we've seen it with Mark List when they've put him on stadiums before. It's such a different driving style than they're used to. So they have such more of an interesting driving style, translating that to a stadium. It's like they don't have that wide open flow type things yet, so they're trying to get more like steep air, like things like that, you know, like a lot of more analytic things is what you're noticing. Caleb Bud was trying a bunch of moonwalks in the middle of the run. She was getting the truck hiked up on two wheels a lot and saving it, and very big air. The truck was bouncing hard, and she ended it off with like a pirouette in the air on accident and landed the truck on the roof. It was cool. That was a cool run by Caleb Blood, but she did not end up winning. Charlie Pawkin came out at some point in freestyle, had a nice Charlie Pawkin run, just a bunch of wheelies, no backflip or anything crazy, but a bunch of wheelies, some decent air. Best freestyle Stone Crusher seen in a very long time. Tal LaDuke, you could pretty much name all the heavy hitters from this show, like Tal LaDuke, Adam Anderson, Tom Menz, Ryan Anderson, all had great runs. But none of them had any runs where it even competed for best run of the year. None of them. Which is so disappointing, because I was figuring coming out to East Rutherford, New Jersey, this show is always the best show of the year under the World Finals. Always. It's like consistent, except for like when it rains, you know? This show is always the best show of the year. So then I was expecting, okay, they're going to do great on Saturday. Then when the show got delayed on Saturday and moved to Sunday, I was thinking, okay, this show's going to be that much better now because the driver's going to try even that much harder. Now, with all these factors coming together, and I think they were, like, you could tell Ryan was trying, he was fighting a broken truck, and it wasn't like a good broken area, you know, it wasn't like where Ryan could really do anything, like the truck was just, it was bad. So Ryan had a very disappointing freestyle for his last run in Dragonoid. It was not what anyone expected or anyone wanted to see. We wanted to see that truck split in half. That's what I've been saying the past couple months. And the truck just kind of flipped over. It was sad. But it wasn't really his fault. The truck was broken. He couldn't do much. And Tal LaDuke, good run, but ended early. Failed the backflip. Same with Tom. You know, decent runs. It wasn't anything best run of the year for either of them, but it was still decent. Adam Anderson came out and he had another great run. I'd say probably the best run of the night, but that's not going to be enough for the fans because he didn't do a backflip. And coming out fourth in freestyle and over rotating a backflip by far, just, you know, first backflip of the night, your winner was Tristan England Megalodon. And, like I've been saying the whole weekend, or not the whole weekend, the whole past month since he's been in stadiums again, is Tristan England has been exceeding expectations incredibly. But if you ask me, this was probably his worst performing weekend of the entire year. And he captures the overall event championship only due to the fact that the fans overscored him by at least 5 places. And that's not even like an exaggeration. I mean, he didn't have a bad freestyle at all, but it was just the other guys just had better runs. The only thing Tristan had up on them was he over-rotated a backflip. So in that process, he placed 1 point higher than Ryan Anderson, which in the final standings, which led him to basically rob Ryan Anderson of his last overall event championship in Dragonoid, which, again, it's not Tristan's fault at all. Not his at all. Not, come on. Am I blaming him? No. I'm blaming a lot of other people. I'm blaming 40,000 people in MetLife Stadium. It's so awful, dude. Just watching all these drivers get screwed out of championships, and don't even get me started on the World Finals. It makes you mad, you know, as a real fan. Or, and the only way to avoid it is by to actively not care about who wins. Like, I can only imagine if I was a driver. I can only imagine how they feel. Were they the ones actually getting screwed out of wins in championships? And then you put on the best run of the night, and you know you did, and you don't get it because you didn't do a backflip with flappy ears and a waggy tail? I mean, that's upsetting, you know? But it's been like this for the past 5, 6 years now, or I think 4 or 5 years. So all of them are probably used to it and probably really do believe it's just for the fans now, you know, where it's, there's not even a factor about winning in their mind anymore. They're just like, okay, I'm gonna go drive for the fans, because even if I do my best to win, I'm not gonna, you know, because I drive a pickup truck and not a flappy dog or a dragon, you know. So whatever, it doesn't matter, you know. I'm just trying to get my point across. It really doesn't. But Tristan England took the overall event championship. That was his third of the year, which is incredible still. This is only his fourth weekend of stadium competition this year. And he's still doing incredible. Three overall event championships. I'm excited to see him in New Orleans and all these upcoming stadium shows. It does not look like they're slowing him down. It looks like they're going to keep him on stadiums, which is right where he belongs. Couldn't wait to see him more. But that is about it for the results from East Rutherford, New Jersey. Before we end the podcast, let me recap you guys where I will be in the next upcoming months. But before I even do that, I'm going to let you guys know to subscribe to Monster Jam Lord on YouTube. And follow me on Instagram at monster.jam.lord. And follow me on TikTok, Monster Jam Lord. And if you want to see footage and clips from East Rutherford this weekend, which is New York. Come on, New York City. Come on, you guys watch the New York show every year. I got the full show up from MetLife Stadium on Sunday on Monster Jam Lord, youtube.com/c/monsterjamlord. All right there. Just check it out. It's good stuff. And if you want to see the next upcoming shows that I'm going to be to, I'm going to list them all off for you right here. Monster Jam goes from New York City to Los Angeles, California with this weekend show, five shows, July 23rd to 25th in the Staples Center in Los Angeles. And this marks the return of Ryan Anderson driving Son of a Digger. Could not be more excited. This is what I'm most excited for. It's funny. I was most excited to see MetLife Stadium this year. It's the top of my list to visit. And then the next weekend after that, return of Son of a Digger. Second top most anticipated thing of the year. Next weekend after that, July 31st, New Orleans, Louisiana. Monster Jam returns to the Mercedes-Benz Superdome for another full-capacity stadium show. Just one. August 14th, I will be at two shows in Monster Jam in Denver, Colorado. Two arena shows. Then the next weekend after that, August 21st, and a month from now, I will be in Fresno, California for two arena shows on August 21st. And that's it. Except for the next weekend after that, Foxboro, August 28th, the Boston, Massachusetts show that we get. It usually pairs itself with East Rutherford every year. So this is the number two stadium on my bucket list. So I cannot wait for that one either. That's going to be exciting. So if you enjoyed this podcast, make sure to follow me on the Believe Podcast Network. Subscribe to Monster Jam Lord on YouTube if you have not already, to keep up with all these Monster Jam shows and action from all these Monster Jam shows. I tell you guys these schedules to tell you where I'll be in film if you want to watch them. If you're interested in seeing Monster Jam from Foxboro, subscribe. If you're interested from New Orleans, subscribe. If you're interested from the 21-plus cities that I visited in my entire monster truck filming career, check out Monster Jam Lord. 21 different cities of Monster Jam are up on that channel. So if you enjoyed, subscribe, like. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and have a good one.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.